In this FooCast, Jack Harrington, author of Podcasting Hacks, continues his discussion with Doug Kay and James Polanco. This time they cover tips and tricks for editing. This FooCast is brought to you by web conferencing with GoToMeeting. Host your next meeting online with GoToMeeting. Everyone logs on to your meeting during your conference call so they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's like meeting in person but less expensive and time-consuming. With GoToMeeting, you can demo products, present, or train just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting has a low flat monthly rate, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need. Try it free today at GoToMeeting.com/FooCast. That's GoToMeeting.com/FOOCAST.
Tips and tricks for editing. So there's a lot of stuff about where to remove ums and ahs and how to handle breathing and things like that within an interview, and specifically around the pacing of an interview. I'm interested in your take on that, you guys.
One thing I've realized recently is that a lot of people tend to finish a sentence, then do the and get into saying something, but tends to be, those are where you see the ums. So you'll see this break, breathe, and then they come in. So you want to take that and ah out.
But keep the thing.
Well, no. The reason I'm mentioning the breathing is that you might not be able to cut it and get the pacing, because it's all going to tie into what kind of everything you just talked about. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen is if I take the breath, the and then when he comes in, often what happens is you get a situation where the person just comes in louder because they said the and now they're going to come in louder at that point. So if I take all that out, it's going to be either a weird pause because it's too short, I have no silence to play with, or I get a situation where the person just comes in too loud, doesn't work. So what I'll do on that one is I actually will leave the breath in, get the breath in, and right where he clips the or she clips the breath and then is about to say I'll butt up their word. So it sounds like they're like, and I want to say this, and they can go into the flow that way. So it keeps the pacing. It doesn't sound too unnatural. You know, hopefully they're not a heavy breather, because that can be annoying. But at the same time, you want to keep their pacing. We had a person that was a really, really good speaker, but his pacing was really interesting. He'd stop and then kind of start. And that was how he talked. It wasn't actually like, and once you got into his groove, it was really fluid. So it was really hard to like edit him and not lose that pacing. So I had to really focus on that with the pacing and editing it that way. So that's something I've learned over the last, since March, our first show came out of March.
Sure. Doug, you've had a lot of experience with this.
Well, I think the first thing that people have to do is to be careful not to over-edit. I've heard a lot of podcasts that basically, you know, took the soul out of the person talking. And you have to watch out for that. There's, you know, the tools are very powerful. Back in the days when I did it with razor blades, you know, you did anything you could avoid to make a cut. So, you know, in this case, you know, keep it to a minimum, first of all. Now, there are a couple of tricks. Obviously, the easiest place where you can always make a cut is immediately at the beginning of a syllable. You can see it in the waveform there. If you have a problem with background sound, you won't notice it because you've got the immediate attack of a new sound. And a new sound coming in will always, or almost always, mask whatever you're editing from. So that's a good place to make a transition. Other places, you can often pick up edits. You can edit in sibilants. So you can cut a sibilant sound into another sibilant sound. You can often do that. One of the things we do is edit in the applause when we're doing a conference, because as long as you match the levels, applause tends to be sort of white noise-ish, and you can sort of cut from applause to applause, and you don't really hear it. Other places you can cut are in plosive sounds. You can go from a b to a b, two plosive b's, for example. You can literally just cut them out, and you'd be amazed how many times you can actually make use of something like that.
That actually brings up a really good point, which is a problem that a lot of people have, which is plosives and bad microphone technique. Even talking to audio professionals about what proper microphone technique is really frustrating, because people think of it as a combination of physical proximity to the mic, but also how you talk and how you pronounce things. So you guys have both been on the engineering side of things. What do you say to somebody who's getting up in front of the mic, who hasn't had any mic experience before, about proper microphone technique?
Well, the first thing is to listen. The first thing in anything with audio is to listen. Get some good headphones, some Sony 7506s. Make sure you got them on. But remember that you're not going to be able to hear yourself accurately while you're recording. You're going to have to listen to the playback. But listening and learning how to listen will do more good than anything else.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I mean, it's kind of hard. I think that the first time I worked with you, Jack, we had Mel in the studio. He had some really good things to say, but everything I've learned, I have a theater background, actually, originally. with the speech was things you had to practice over and over again, working with your explosives and stuff like that, where telling someone the first time they step on the mic might overwhelm them with information. I think what Doug says is perfect. Listen, don't get too close to the mic. Don't get too far away from the mic. And use your ears. And then, you know, of course, my problem is I talk too fast in the beginning.
So slow down.
Yeah.
It would be a big thing. How about physical proximity? Where is ideal mic position, if there is such a thing?
Well, yeah, it depends on the mic. Like a condenser mic, you're going to get a proximity effect. So the further away from the mic you are, the bass response drops off. So you want to make sure that everyone's in a similar position, especially if you're micing multiple people, because they might sound levelly the same, but your bass response on one person sound different. So they have that really bassy voice. It sounds really good, but the other person's going to sound far away and tinny. So you have to know
which
the mic.
Interesting, because I'm about 2 inches away and you're about 6 or 7 inches away, which is making me sound deep.
Yeah. And finding where it sounds good to you. I think that, you know, and then comparing that, it depends on the mic and knowing the mic, listening to the mic, where does it sound good? With Omnis don't have the proximity effect, so you can put people around the mic and it's going to sound similar. I mean, it's going to get less as you walk away, of course, because your volume's going to drop. Some people say hand width, like the long, you know, about, what is that, about 3 inches away. Some people say 6 inches away.
The four fingers of your hand.
Four fingers of your hand. I think it's a little too close depending on the mic, but it is really, it's up to your ears, honestly.
I actually had a slide on this very topic in one of my presentations last Friday. Because, you know, Mike, in fact, I'm going through a big fight with one of our producers right now. He wants to record events in a room using just a single microphone. And I'm telling him, don't waste your time because we're not going to use the results. But in this, I came up with some really rough guidelines. Omnidirectional mic, 6 inches.
For a single speaker?
No, for any number of speakers.
Okay, so for a group.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, the distance between somebody's mouth to the microphone is the same regardless of how many people there are. You cannot get good audio micing a room with one mic. Forget it, no matter what mic you use. Omnis, you know, 6 inches. You can use cardioids up to about 12. You can use hypercardioids up to about 18 inches, and you can use shotguns up to about 36 inches. But the more directional mic the mic is, the more important it is to have experience with that mic. A shotgun mic, people think you can just sit there and hold the pistol grip and point it, and you know, it works like a parabolic reflector. You know, the polar patterns on these things are critical, understanding, you know, how they work. This is not something you can do easily. Also, as you move a microphone in a live environment, you get just incredibly difficult sounds. That's why reporters tend to use omnidirectional microphones and get them close. Because as you move the microphone back and forth from one person to another, you don't get the weird swooshing sounds that you're going to get with a cardioid mic.
Or a shotgun.
Or a shotgun, even worse. Right. Shotguns require a lot of technique. You know, that's why there are boom operators who get paid a lot of money to learn how to use them. Stick with an Omni or a cardioid. I think, you know, almost all studio mics that we use are cardioid mics. Cardioid mics all have a precedence effect. It's a nature of the design of the microphone. And, you know, as you get in like this, it's going to get very boomy. And as you get back a little bit, you know, it's going to get thinner. That's the nature of the microphone. Well, some more than others, but it's a common fact.
Speaking of that, what kind of mic are you on right now?
I'm on an RE20, which I'm going to guess is what you've got there in the studio, too.
Yep. Indeed it is.
That is what they are.
Yeah.
You've been listening to a podcast with Jack Harrington. His guests today are Doug Kay, president of ITConversations.com, and James Polanco, CEO of FakeScience.com. Jack Harrington is the author of Podcasting Hacks, published by O'Reilly.
This FooCast is brought to you by web conferencing with GoToMeeting. For your free trial, go to GoToMeeting.com/FooCast.